Hello, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Listen as travel experts Chris Newton and Jerry Fuller give advice on world destinations and discuss important travel topics that are valuable to any world traveler. Go to www.traveladviceshow.com where you can listen to this show and all previous shows, or even ask your travel questions. Now here are your hosts, Chris and Jerry.
Hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. You can listen to our shows at traveladviceshow.com, and today is June 16th, 2008, and I'm Chris Newton, one of the co-hosts, and it's great to be here today. And my other co-host, Jerry Fuller, I'd like to introduce Jerry. How you doing, Jerry?
Oh, fantastic. How are you, Chris?
Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah, would you like to introduce our topic and our guest today?
I would love to. We're very excited to have with us the managing editor of cruisecritics.com, Melissa Baldwin. And this is a site that's been around for quite a while, but we want Melissa to tell about it because it's truly one of the most fascinating cruise marketing tools I've ever seen. Welcome, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, we're glad that you're here. Could you tell us, first of all, what is CruiseCritic.com?
Absolutely. CruiseCritic is a critically acclaimed interactive community. It's avid and first-time cruisers. And what's really special about our site is that it's one site but with two parts. We've got an editorial side where we have staff members and freelancers who are out there experiencing cruising, writing about the ships, writing about the ports of call, and delivering information and news to our readers. And then the other side of our site is our community, which is, again, it's avid and first-time cruisers. They love cruising. They love the fun of planning and researching and talking about everything related to cruising. And they come every single day, and they interact on our message boards. They submit their own member reviews. They participate in our daily polls. They're constantly interacting with us via surveys, and, you know, they're submitting videos and photos and sharing. Nice. So it's, you know, there's no single resource in the world that covers cruising quite as thoroughly as CruiseCritic. We were conceived in 1995, and we've earned the status of being the most influential cruise site on the web, and we innovate with, you know, consumer-oriented travel news. So every single day we've got, you know, news items, and this is every single day, Saturday, Sunday, the news team is always on. So we're always delivering information. One of the things that we do every year that I'm very proud of is our hurricane zone, because the hurricane season can really affect cruisers in terms of, is my ship going to go? Is it going to be canceled? And every year we launch a hurricane zone, and that's what I'm working on right now. So it's sort of top of mind, is getting ready for that season so that consumers have a place to come on our website to see if there's been cancellations and whether their favorite port of call is going to have any trouble rebounding from a storm. It's just really exciting for us to be able to provide that kind of service to our readers. We have the largest audience of cruisers, and we have a strong emotional connection with our consumers because of the interaction and because they come and we participate on the message boards too, and we deliver the news straight to them there. We encourage them to go back and forth between them. And I hesitate to say two different parts of the site because it is one site, but it's just an easy way of looking at it. It's like an online magazine with a community component, if that makes sense. And we've experienced extreme growth in the last 5 years. We've grown over 350% in terms of traffic, and we attract more visitors each month than all of our competitors combined.
Oh, that's great.
Well,
yeah.
Well, one thing, the way we heard about you is we had an acquaintance, Chris and I do, that went on a cruise recently, and a week cruise, I think it was, in the Caribbean, and everybody that this acquaintance of ours met, she said, almost everybody had booked their cruise through you. And as a result, and she had never heard of it either, and she said, everybody's raving about your website.
Yeah, and we don't actually sell the cruises through our website. But what happens is we do have some group cruises that are organized through Cruise Critics so that you can cruise with your Cruise Critic friends. And we have a lot of advertisers that we've partnered with that, we make sure that we're partnering with only the agencies that are going to deliver the best service to our readers.
Mm-hmm.
So people that are coming to our site do have, in, you know, their line of vision, they have access to you know, some of the best cruise agencies out there that are going to offer them a great price and great service. So even though we don't sell anything directly out of our office, we do give people the tools they need. There's, you know, deals listed. It's refreshed every single day with the deals that we, you know, are on offer for, you know, cruises in the near future and also, you know, pretty far out. And every Monday we send out a newsletter to everyone who signed up to receive it. And it includes, I think, 20 or 25 of the cruise deals of that week. So, it's, you know, there are ways for people to come and plan and, you know, not necessarily book their cruise through us, but to choose their cruise and to choose the best method of buying their cruise, you know, using the resources here.
Melissa, do you guys cover the whole world, you know, like Mediterranean cruises, Asian cruises, you know, like every place in the world or just?
We absolutely do, yes. I think,
great.
You know, the Caribbean is a huge draw still for first time.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, Europe is gigantic. Europe is almost like the new Caribbean.
Oh,
and especially the cruisers in Europe is a huge market for us. We actually just in January launched our first international site, cruisecritic.co.uk.
Oh.
And we have a dedicated editor in the UK.
Oh.
And basically the UK site is just programmed differently. We're definitely putting the information up there that's more interesting to them, itineraries that are more interesting to UK cruisers, ships that are more interesting to UK cruisers. And for them especially, you know, Europe is big because it's, you know, it's in their backyard, but cruising is just a new way of experiencing it.
Yeah.
And for them, Caribbean is to them what Europe is to many, you know, North Americans. So, we cover everything from Asia, Antarctica, Galapagos, the Med, Alaska, every region you could possibly cruise in, we've got it. River cruising, barge and canal.
Oh,
and it's just, I didn't realize that there was quite so much when I started working here. I'd been on a cruise, only one, and I didn't realize that you could, you know, take an 8-passenger barge through the French countryside and drink wine and eat cheese and bike alongside the vessel because it moves that slowly.
Yeah.
There's just so many different types.
Yeah.
I want to ask a quick question. I'm 64, not that anybody cares, but I am not the most computer savvy. I can work the computer, etc. And I'm on your website now, and I've looked at it many times, and I'm sure that a lot of the people that use your site are in my age bracket or maybe even older. Is there a simple way to do it? Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. For example, I'm looking under cruise review, and there must be 10 different sites that listed. Can you explain the differences? Now, you don't have, I'm not being specific on those sites there, but I know on each of the topics, and you have some fabulous topics, answering almost any question that anybody would ever want. But if you click on your topics, such as there's best cruise ships, cruise reviews, Caribbean cruising, Caribbean cruises, etc., I don't want to say easy way, but there are different sites. What are the differences of those sites, and is there an easy way to do it without spending maybe an hour reading each one of those?
Right. Are you specifically talking about the stuff on the top nav bar, the different categories of information?
The one I'm looking at right now, it says cruise reviews, which basically talks about the different cruise lines, I guess.
Yeah.
In other words, cruise reviews, and I'm going right here to one of them, and this one is BizRate cruise reviews. So it will talk about the different ships and their impression of them, and also it will talk about different ways to save money. But is there, and I don't want to, because I don't know how to really word it, but is there an easy way to use your site? There is so much information on there. There's somebody that's not quite as brilliant as I am when it comes to the computer. Is there an easy way to do it?
There is quite a lot of information on our website. I think that is,
And that's your strong point.
We're constantly redesigning. Yeah, we're constantly redesigning so that we can make the content more streamlined and easier for people to access because there's so much. There's
I know
over 350 ship reviews. We have definitely over 100 ports of call that we write about, so there's so much information. I would say that each person that comes to our site is coming with a different purpose. Some people come every single day just to chit-chat on the message board. And in that case, they know exactly where they're going. They know where their friends are hanging out. They know which forums they participate in. And they even will get emails, automatic emails, when somebody has responded to a thread that they've participated in, so they can go straight to it and, you know, do exactly what they want to do, just chat with their friends and plan their trip. If someone is in the market to buy a cruise, let's say, and they have some ships in mind, they can go straight to our reviews section, which is everything's on our top nav bar, and they will go up to reviews, and they can pull down the ship that they're interested in or just the cruise line that they're interested in, read a little bit about it. They can read our professional review of the ship, which is written by usually someone in-house or a freelancer, and then they can also read all the member reviews. So right now I'm looking at Adventure of the Seas, which is one of Royal Caribbean's ships. And the way the review page is set up is great because you can, at a glance, you can sort of see, is this the right ship for me? So we have this feature which is new, and it's called Why Go. And we do 5 bullet points, which basically indicates exactly what this ship is about and who it's for. So Adventure of the Seas, we have, it's one of Royal Caribbean's 5 Voyager-class ships, and the Voyager-class ships are among their largest, and there's a lot of activities and innovations on board. Adventure Ocean Facility is one of the best for kids. So you're reading this and you're already seeing, okay, this is good for a family, this is good for active people. And if you're looking for sort of, you know, a luxury, I'm just, you know, want to sit by the pool and I want to have, you know, 5-star meal, this may or may not be the ship for you. But if you want to go rock wall climbing and ice skating and you want to bring your kids and really be able to have, like, a really fun, awesome active time, then you might say, okay, well, this, you know, might be the ship for me, and then you'll keep reading. And then we also, at the bottom of each review, we have the full review, so you can read every single thing that someone has to say, dining, public rooms, cabins. We break it down. So if you just want to know, okay, what's the dress code on the ship, because I want to wear jeans every night, you click dress code, you find out what the dress code is, and then, you know, you're enlightened. And we rate the ships on all these categories as well. So dining, and this ship actually got a 4 out of 5 in dining. So you can see that, and you can see the member rating as well. So you can see how we rated the ship and how members are rating the ship. And it's just an amazing resource to get all the information. And planning a cruise is different than planning another type of vacation because, you know, your ship is everything. Your ship is your hotel. Your ship is
where you
eat most of your meals. It's your transportation to and from, you know, the ports of call, and you have to also keep in mind your itinerary. Because, say you're going to Alaska, there's so many different types of ships and sizes of ships and brands of ships that are going to that region. So you can, you know, you really want to do your research and make sure you're picking the ship that's going to, you know, best fit your needs. And if you're going with a family or if you're going on a honeymoon, you're going to want a completely different experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, sometimes people are just coming every day because they're curious what's going on in the cruise world. And in that case, they might go straight to our news section and see what's going on this week in news. And they'll see, you know, oh, the ship was christened in Southampton, Pino Ventura, that's very exciting. That's the biggest ship built, you know, for the UK market. They'll see, you know, oh, boy, you know, Easy Cruise Life had a voyage canceled. And they'll be able to sort of, you know, stay on top of all the cruise news right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then features, also a lot of information about, you know, very specific, you know, best cruises for seniors or, you know, best cruises for weddings. So if you're looking for something very specific, this is, you know, where you're going to find information about that. And we have a lot of regular columns that people recognize and people look for on our site. We do a column called Under the Captain's Table, which is hugely popular. And it's written by a lovely woman named Joyce Gleason Adamidas. And she worked on cruise ships for many years, and her husband was a captain on Celebrity Cruises for many years. So she writes really nice essays that are sort of very personal, behind-the-scenes type stories from her life as, you know, as a captain's wife and her life as a shipboard staffer. And, you know, she writes about a different topic. We have her up, like, you know, she writes for us maybe once a month or so. And our readers absolutely love her stories because it's really, you know, they feel like that they're really learning what it's like to work on a ship and to experience that from her point of view. So, you know, it's a really multifaceted website. It sometimes is hard for even me to take in all of the content that's on there because there's so much. But I think it really just depends on what the person's looking for. And if they need help, the message boards is a great place to start. You can, you know, post your question. I am, you know, Jerry Fuller. I'm looking for a cruise to Alaska, and I don't even know where to begin. And, you know, people will point you in the right direction.
Fantastic. Let me ask this. You've mentioned several times about members. How does one become a member?
Oh, it's very easy, and it's completely free. Basically, all you have to do is come to our site and sign up with your email address and some very basic information, and that gives you access to all of the message board forums, and you can opt in or out of our weekly e-letter. Our e-letter goes out every Tuesday, and it's basically, you know, a snapshot of what's going on in cruising for us that week. So it'll include some news and, you know, some group cruises that are, you know, being sold that you might be interested in looking into sailing with your friends from Cruise Critic. It'll also have, you know, what's on the site that week in terms of features and ship reviews. And our editor's weekly From the Bridge, which is her From the Editor column, you know, we'll highlight that in there. So everybody can sort of see at a glance what's going on Cruise Critic. And then they can either see it all or see what interests them. And like I said, it's completely free for people to sign up and to receive that newsletter, as well as our deals newsletter that I mentioned earlier, which goes out on Mondays. And most of the message board forums are open for anyone to look at, even if you're not signed in. But there are some, such as the Float Away Lounge, which is sort of just like, you know, people, you know, cruisers that just want to chit-chat about everything in life. That's where they can go. And some of those do require that you're signed in. And we have what's called roll calls, which is where people can come. So if you know that you're on, say, the May 4th, 2009 sailing of a certain ship, and you can go onto the roll call and you can see which Cruise Critic members are going to be on that ship. So you can make friends before you even set sail. And some of the roll calls really get, like, you know, sometimes a couple hundred people, sometimes it's to 8 people. It depends on the ship and where it's going. But some of them are really very active. And to participate in the roll calls, you also need to sign up for free to become a member. And let's pull up a roll call. I know whenever I'm going on a trip, I make sure to do the roll call because it's really fun to meet up with the members on the ships.
Oh,
we'll do Adventure of the Seas again. That's a good example. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was going to say, absolutely brilliant. I did want to ask one question before we end the show. What inspired her to do this? Because it's a brilliant idea.
Thank you. Well, we were actually, she got the idea, she actually was with many years working on their channel, and she saw that there was definitely a need here and that there was a niche in cruising and people that wanted to have specific message boards and specific content delivered to them just for cruising. And she just sort of took off on her own, and the rest is history. We, you know, again, it's been 13 years, and we are part of a company called Independent Traveler Incorporated. We publish two websites. We have independenttraveler.com. And obviously, Cruise Critic is more niche. Independent Traveler is more broad resources. But we are now also part of the TripAdvisor family of websites.
Oh,
so we're constantly, you know, expanding and growing, which is very exciting for us. But it basically just started out of, you know, just a channel in AOL and a concept that was, you know, just starting to take off. And cruising was really just, you know, starting to boom at that point. So it was just the perfect time to enter that market. And we've, you know, been full speed ahead ever since.
That's great.
Well, Melissa, could you tell our listeners exactly how they can find you?
Absolutely. They can find us on the web at www.cruisecritic.com. And from that homepage portal, you can get to everything that you could need, the reviews, the message boards, everything that we've talked about today.
Well, we want to thank you so much, Melissa, for being our guest today and informing our listeners of a wonderful way to improve and increase and expand their cruise experience. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to listen to other great travel advice shows with Chris and Jerry at www.traveladviceshow.com